free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, June 1st, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, I think what we've seen in the last few days and what we've seen over the last 77 days is that the media and the government, of course, but especially the media, mainstream media, social media, are able to instantly flip enough of the public that they can lock down the country, that they can burn the country, just like that. Just like clicking a finger, they just flip a switch. And so today we're going to take a look at what's going on. Again, we're in day 77 of the lockdown. We had some interesting developments over the weekend in terms of lockdown orders. We had a court decision that says, nah, Constitution doesn't apply anymore. The Bill of Rights don't apply anymore. Anytime you've got a health official somewhere that says they want to lock you down, they can do it forever. No justification. No reason. And then at the same time, we had the CDC quietly, I've only seen this reported in one place, quietly said, well, we're going to rethink the rules for churches. Isn't it interesting that the Church of CNN can worship Black Lives Matters in the streets without any social distancing, without most of them wearing masks? And you even have CNN so happy that you have sheriffs joining them. Now, look, I want to see this thing de-escalate. I want to see some changes in law enforcement. Believe me. The way you do that is you come together instead of dividing people along race lines. So we're going to talk about the race pimps, the political provocateurs. Isn't it interesting that when Joe Biden had a problem with the black community, that this just popped up? Not just sticking his foot in his mouth. If you don't support me, you ain't black. In response to that, of course, a lot of people pointed out that more than anybody else, that is still in political life, Joe Biden had a hand in changing the mandatory minimums and other things that were imposed as part of the quote-unquote war of drugs. Okay, it's a war on our constitutional rights. It was a war on the everything in the Bill of Rights and the rule of law, the Constitution. But of course, you know, it was all justified for pragmatic reasons because we had to save you from yourself. If we didn't enact the war on drugs, all you people go sit in the corner and shoot up drugs all day, right? And it didn't do anything to diminish that. The people who were going to do that did it anyway. Just like the people who were about to die died anyway with COVID-19. People who were past the life expectancy, people who had multiple issues with them, that was there. And so we have destroyed the rule of law. We've corrupted government. We've denied that there is any such thing as individual rights. People like Joe Biden hate natural rights, hate the idea of God-given rights. Everything should be a government-granted privilege. And, of course, he pushes mandatory minimums for the black community. If you want to know why more people are locked up in America than in any country in history, more people locked up in jails because of the war on drugs, than in communist China. And I'm not talking about a percentage. I'm talking about absolute numbers. Well, you can take a look at Joe Biden. Isn't it interesting that we now have riots and the mainstream media is very anxious to pin all of this on President Trump? President Trump is not to blame for this. President Trump is to blame for putting the knee of Fauci, big pharmaceutical companies, WHO, and the rest of these people. Yeah, he's pulled back from the WHO. He fired the WHO. We're still waiting for him to fire Fauci and Birx. But they've had the knee on our country for 77 days. And we can't tap out, can we? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high-quality PQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, June 1st, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 77 of America Lockdown. Let me tell you, even as we see these riots, that's what we're going to focus on first, is going to be the riots that have happened over the weekend. This is the next stage of the fourth turning. It is every week or so we get some new surprises from our government and the people who are manipulating this. We've got race pimps, we've got provocateurs, we've got people like John Brennan, CIA, saying, yeah, we've got to do this. This is necessary for us to reset society. That's right. That's what this is all about. Having the knee on the neck of America, Fauci and Birx locking us down, looting our livelihoods, looting the middle class. Yeah, you know, it was a lot of these people who are upset about this and believe that this is justifying violence and theft. We're not really too upset when you had Wall Street looting Main Street, when you had the so-called bailout and the stimulus bill. Yeah, it stimulated the stock market, stimulated the big businesses. The small businesses couldn't get any help. And in many of these same cities, they use the police to keep their knee on the neck of businesses as they kill them. And so we're going to talk about what's coming up with that. You know, I think the key thing in all of this, and there was a lot of developments over this over the weekend, we had the Supreme Court come in and deny that the First Amendment exists as far as churches go. So they just struck out the free exercise of religion clause. And I'll explain that to you. And yet at the same time, we had the governor of Illinois kind of pull back a little bit, because the CDC quietly revised its warnings about religious sites and referenced the First Amendment. So we're getting mixed signals from these people, but isn't it interesting to see that as we have all of these, some cases you got police chief marching arm in arm with the quote-unquote protesters, and nobody wearing any masks, nobody social distancing. Look, I'm glad to see if they can try to make this peaceful. But were they really concerned about peaceful coexistence when businesses were trying to open up? It's only when you've got these left-wing rioters that they seem to care about that. So let's do a quick look at what has happened over the weekend. Just some of the news items there. And we'll get back into what's going on with the COVID lockdown. The race, the over $1 billion now been put in by President Trump to manufacture, distribute, create, you know, fund the research and development of a vaccine and push it out to America without any testing whatsoever. You don't see anything wrong with that, then you need to recheck your bias. Because I tell you what, when you look at what has happened to the middle class in Main Street America, this is just a small taste. It is very dangerous when we see violence and we see fires, but America's been burning for 77 days, folks. It's about time you tell President Trump to stop that. Call off the goons, call off the CDC. and call off Fauci. So as we look at this, we're told that this is all about race, right? You had a couple of first casualties. A black police officer, a federal officer. They were there at a federal building guarding it in Oakland, California. And he and another individual were shot in a drive-by shooting. The black federal officer was shot and killed. So are they going to stop now? Do black lives matter to these people? You see, over and over again, we see the people who are out there doing it are radical Marxists, and they're using this. Going back to Bill Ayers, going back to the Weather Underground, he quickly realized that he couldn't get a revolution started in America if he broke people down along economic lines like they did in Europe. Class warfare, economic warfare. So they decided that they would go to race warfare. And so he adopted the white skin privilege narrative that we now have just shortened it up to white privilege everywhere. So one of the first casualties here, first one that I know of from the police, is a black officer. The two of them were at the federal building in Oakland when a vehicle approached just before 10 p.m. Authorities say someone inside the vehicle fired shots at the security officers, contract security officers. And by Saturday night, because most of this is happening late at night, so what they'll do is they'll have demonstrations during the day, and those will typically be fairly peaceful. And then at night, that's when the violence really begins. 1,700 protesters were arrested after Saturday night. Today, we don't have, this being Monday morning, we don't have the totals so far of how many were arrested last night. But we've seen businesses looted and torched, and not just by executive order. And some of these rioters, as PJ Media pointed out, they were so angry about the police killing that they stole baby clothes, air fryers from a nearby Target. But they've also taken everything else that they can carry, including, in some places, going into the Cheesecake Factory. And you see them walking out with cheesecakes, because they're upset about white privilege. Target has now closed 24 Twin Cities stores until further notice. And then, of course, as we saw last Friday, armed citizens in Minneapolis stood guard against looters who ravaged the city. They self-identified as armed rednecks. And they said, well, we're here outside a tobacco shop. We're supporting the protests, but not the violence. And you're seeing black shop owners getting themselves armed to protect their property as well. The man said the day before they'd showed up armed at the original protest site where Floyd, a black man, died. He said, it turns out these guys are out here with machetes and shattered windows trying to keep looters out of the business because the cops can't get in here. They can't get in there. They just can't figure out how to get in. It's just like they can't figure out how to use the military to protect our border. They can protect the border between Turkey and Syria or, anywhere else in the world. They can protect those borders. But they can't figure out how to protect the American border. And they can't figure out how to protect those American stores. Isn't that interesting? He said, so I figured before there were cops, there were just Americans. So here we are. Yeah, that's the takeaway, folks. And we're also going to talk about that. We're going to talk about self-defense. As one commentator said, Americans just witnessed over this weekend why you need to have an AR-15. And you tell that to Biden. You tell it to Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke whenever they start talking about that. It's like, oh, really? Really? Maybe you weren't aware of what you had, the fire that you had lit. And so we also saw this here in Austin. Had a lot of reports from Alex Jones and the crew. This weekend, as rioters burned cars, blocked traffic, destroyed property, of course, looted, took what they wanted, and terrorized everybody in general. It was the complete collapse of the rule of law. But, of course, who cares about the rule of law anymore, right? We've had 77 days where the government says we can do to you whatever we want. And now you got pent-up anger, you got pent-up demand, and this is going to be escalating from both sides. And that's precisely what these people want. In Jacksonville, Florida, you had a police officer stabbed in the neck. Several others attacked on Saturday. They said about 1,200 people came to the event. And the organizers said it was really good cooperation. The mayor was very happy about the fact that you had 1,200 people showing up, worshiping Black Lives Matter, the Church of Black Lives Matter, the Church of CNN. They're allowed to show up, walk around. They don't get harassed. And you don't see CNN doing, you know, stories like they did about people going to the beach or standing in a pool full of chlorine, wringing their hands about this. No, no, no. This was really good. Really good. Oh, and then it got really bad because, you know, about at least a sixth of the people hung around and started destroying stuff. But, you know, we're getting there. We're going to start doing that social distancing with them. I'm sure these people are so politically correct. They will get the hang of this, and they'll start spreading out when they loot the stores. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen, because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies, because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
the time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't.
All you have to do to take back your freedom is to stand up for it. I've got a story here that we're going to get into coming up after we take a look at some of the violence across the country about some Texas homeschool families going from park to park to establish freedom. You know, over the weekend, my wife and I went to a park, take a walk. I tweeted out pictures of picnic benches that were wrapped up in yellow tape like it was a crime scene. But, you know, the real crime there is being committed by the government. And so we had some Texas homeschoolers who went out. They were confronted by the police, and they refused to stand down. We'll tell you what happened after that coming up. But first, let's take a look at some of the other violence that was running across the country over the weekend. On Infowars.com, we have a video of the Black Lives Matter rioter setting himself on fire as he was trying to light historic Market House in Fayetteville, North Carolina on Saturday. The Market House was built in 1832, declared a National Historic Landmark in 1973. As Tucker Carlson put it on Friday night, he says on television, "Hour by hour, we watch these people, criminal mobs, destroy what the rest of us have built. They have no right to do that. They don't contribute to the common good. They never have. Yet suddenly, they seem to have all the power." Who gave them that power? The monopolistic mainstream media and social media, quite frankly. And they've been able to get people to believe and do anything, at least the enough people. You don't have to get it unanimous. It's really about a critical mass. And that's why we can take back our freedom. All we need is a critical mass. But right now, we have a silent, passive majority that is just standing by and watching our country being burned down, first by executive orders, guidelines, and recommendations out of the Fauci White House. And now, this is happening at this point. We see in Dallas a man trying to protect his store or somebody's store with a sword, and the mob nearly beating him to death. It looked like the after he was unconscious and laying there twisted on the ground, a lot of people were reporting that he was dead because he did look like he was dead. But apparently he is now has critical injuries, but is not dead. And then we have a fuel truck driving, honking the horn into a large crowd on a bridge. Yeah, that's the guy right there that they all ganged up on. This is mob violence here. Nobody is safe when that is the situation, but you're certainly not going to be able to protect yourself with a sword or just yelling at people. I got a horrific video of a mom and pop store, retail store, and these thugs come up and they start smashing the windows. And the lady came out and told them, go away, whatever she was saying, I don't know. But then they started just beating her, and then they grabbed 2x4s and started beating both of them. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, this is some of that video here. After this car pulls away, it gets really, really disgustingly violent. You need to understand, if you're going to survive in this world, one of the key things that you need to understand for self-defense is that the police are not going to protect you. First of all, there's no police there. Before the police get there, this event is going to be over. And that's typically the way that it always is, isn't it? Whether it's a school, a church, or your store, or you're walking down the street, or they drag you out of your car, it's going to be over before you can call for help. And the police are busy doing other things. They're never there. And again, I don't want to hire a policeman for every corner. I think if we look at all these people who wring their hands about the Wild West, well, you know, this type of thing didn't happen then. It really didn't. You had a few gunfighters who would call each other out and they would shoot, but they basically left everybody else alone because pretty much everybody had firearms. As the visiting officer from the UK, Colonel Arthur Freemantle from the Coldstream Guards, when he came to the US during the Civil War, the Civil War was a lot more civil, I guess, than right now in our cities. But he said he had never seen a society as he went through the South. He said, never seen a society where everybody was armed and never seen a society that was so polite. Funny how that works out. Anyway, the truck driver in Minneapolis, there was a massive number of people on a bridge. and he was going at a fairly high rate of speed for quite a while, honking the horn. People were able to get out of his way. He is now under arrest. When he stopped the truck, he was drug out of the truck and beaten severely by the crowd. They're really not sure what the motivations were on this, or if he was having, evidently with him being arrested. This is not anything like a failing brakes or anything like that. It's not really clear to me. I think he went around a barrier to get to that point as well. Witnesses said dozens of marchers were sitting or had taken a knee for a moment of silence when the truck came hurtling toward them, stopped halfway across the bridge. Then demonstrators appeared to drag the driver out of the truck. He wasn't stopping. He was beeping loudly and driving into a crowd of people. So this is the type of thing that is going to really escalate this. The longer these issues happen. There he is going along. New York City Mayor de Blasio's daughter was arrested at one of the protests. Chiara de Blasio, 25, at a hot spot where police cars were getting burned. People were throwing and yelling and fighting with the cops, and she was one of the people that they arrested. When they arrested her, she gave the address of the mayor's mansion there in New York City. And the next day, de Blasio himself warned, quote, change is coming to this city. In Dallas, we had the police detain 15 people as far as riots were going. Pretty much all the big cities in Texas had issues, as well as across the country, several dozen. 15 people in Dallas were detained for vandalizing buildings. They recovered three guns and a taser. Remember, back in 2016, when there was another Minneapolis shooting, that one of Philando Castile, there were riots and you had an ambush of Dallas police officers. Five of them were killed back in 2016, six wounded in that ambush. And so now they have detained people who were part of this riot, some of them at the riot, armed. And again, as we mentioned from the very beginning, two federal officers have been shot, one of them killed, and he was a black officer. We're going to take a look at the race angle that is being pushed by all of this. But again, I think one of the most interesting aspects of this race angle is the fact that Joe Biden himself and the Democrat Party had some real problems with race. And I think these problems are not going to just go away by putting Kamala Harris in as vice president. And we look at these armed rednecks that we talked about just a few minutes ago, showed up on Friday. Saying, yeah, we were at the protest because we think the police were not operating in a reasonable manner. When that type of thing happens and the police are not protecting the businesses, they went to protect those businesses. And I think it's kind of interesting. All the different times I've been at protests, whether it was the Bundy Ranch or whether it was people protesting for open carry down in San Antonio, we had armed individuals, or you take a look at the people protesting the lockdown in Michigan. The media just freaks out. They're not doing that with this. They're cheering this. But if you got people who are peacefully carrying sidearms, that's real terror.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing. And you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their end game, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is a thousand times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, we're going to take a look at Antifa. We're also going to take a look at the militarized police who continue to act provocatively in many other instances. Where did that militarization begin? Well, it really ramped up under the Obama administration. It was Obama who was pushing out armored personnel carriers to every police department, especially small-town police departments, and pulling them back. Surplus equipment, which had been done since World War II, surplus equipment like that had been sent to rural fire departments because they're on the front lines and they don't have a lot of money to pay for equipment. So historically, that type of equipment had gone to rural fire departments, and the Obama administration decided, no, they don't need that. We need to put that in the hands of police, building the framework for what we're seeing right now, and simultaneously changing the rules of engagement to, as one instructor at the New Mexico State Police Academy said, it is now a shoot-first curriculum, and I will not teach that. It goes back to the preparation, to the training, to the virtue signaling and the minority hires that they put in, people who don't have the physical ability or the temperament. They're just filling up warm bodies and then telling them, if you feel threatened, go ahead and shoot. This is what needs to stop. And there really does need to be a reform of the police practices that we've seen now. But they're not going to have that, because every time you see an abuse of power, it always is spun into a race issue. And as I've said before, if you want to take a look at the fact that you have more black people being killed in these encounters with the police, if you think that And of course, you can argue that in multiple ways. I mean, look at the black on black crime or the crime rate or whatever. I'm not arguing one way or the other. I'm simply saying that even if you believe that you're being unfairly singled out, then why wouldn't you join with people and say, we need to, why wouldn't you try to make this a problem for the majority of the people? Why wouldn't you say to the white people and to the Hispanics and the Asians, why wouldn't you say all of us are at risk of being killed if we don't have the right kind of training and rules and restrictions on the police? Why wouldn't you do that? Well, you wouldn't do that only if the people who are pushing these riots don't want that to stop, and they do want to have a race war. And that's precisely what they're getting out of this. They want to make it simply about black versus white. And I ran this down right after this happened. I said they were going to do that. And then as it started to pick up, it was 5 or 6 days ago, I went through and I said, all right, just take a look at the abuse of police power that we are typically see cataloged on Free Thought Project. And I said, let's just take a look at what's in their headline. And you had black officers on black people, black officers on white people, white officers on black people, Hispanic officers on other people. So there was a common thread there, and that was the way that the police were interacting with people. There wasn't any consistency in terms of race. And again, even if black people are being singled out at a higher rate, and yes, they are from the statistics, you need to understand that you've got to come together. Why wouldn't you, if you're in the minority, why wouldn't you try to make this a majority problem? Why wouldn't you say to everybody, look, everyone's freedom is at stake here. Let's stop this. We can get a reform here. But no. They let them compartmentalize them into this issue. And then you've got the rise of Antifa, the professional provocateurs, the armed people. There's a cop right there. That video that you're seeing right there, that is a police car, a string of police cars, and the last one there just does a drive-by pepper spray of the crowd. Now, see, that type of thing, and the article that we got at Infowars.com that I'm going to get into, where you have the militarized police marching down the street of a town and barking orders to everybody to get off their porches and get back inside. And when these people said, what's going on? You know, when they're recording the video, and they stop and threaten them some more, and then you hear one of the guys say, light him up. And he shoots them with paintball guns. I mean, this is just a pattern for destroying this country. And there are so many different aspects of this. We're going to get into that, as well as the bricks that are being stashed in various places. But first, let's take a look at what some of these Antifa protesters are doing. We got, of course, the Confederate monuments being attacked. But they also came after the Lincoln Memorial, tagged it with Black Lives Matter. See, it doesn't really have anything to do with black versus white, with the Confederacy or anything else, or slavery. This is simply about creating a race war and about destroying the foundation of America, our history, everything about it. They will go after Grant and they'll go after Lee. They'll go after a Confederate monument, they'll go after Lincoln, and they'll go after Christopher Columbus and anybody else, because as far as they're concerned, anybody they don't like is racist, and America is racist. And they feel justified, after they call you, unilaterally call you a racist, they feel justified in taking you down. We have rioters beat a man in Santa Monica after he defended a woman who was pushed over on a bicycle. It's like, wait, this is a woman on a bicycle, stop. But even a politically correct bicycle doesn't stop these people. And he was an elderly man. Of course, we've seen videos of the police doing the same sort of thing. I saw a very disgusting video of a bunch of armored police marching down the street, telling everybody, get out of the way, shoving people. And there was an elderly man there with a cane. He didn't get out of the way fast enough, so the guy just smashed him. I think that was in Utah, Salt Lake City. Had his shield just knocked him to the ground. It's unbelievable. InfoWars was taken over by the Antifa, anti-free speech activists. I've always said that's what they really stand for, right? Antifa is not anti-fascist. They are fascists. No, they're anti-First Amendment. That's really what the Antifa is. And so they took over News Wars and they put up propaganda supporting Unabomber Theodore Kaczynski. But I think this is one of the most telling stories I've seen. And this is John Brennan lashing out at this Gateway pundit, got his tweets lashing out at President Trump and approving of looting and the rioting by left-wing Antifa, asserting that it is, quote, necessary for real change. You know, is that really a surprise that we would have somebody like John Brennan, the guy who kind of premiered drone assassination strikes and murder, a guy who advocated torture and was running the CIA and then tried to do a coup against President Trump? Is it any surprise that he would be promoting this kind of rioting, this kind of race war as necessary for real change? Because we know what kind of real change he wants, right? I mean, it's like what Pompeo said. You know, when I was at West Point, we were told we don't lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. And then I go to the CIA. We got classes on all of those, on how to lie, cheat, and steal. And they've also got classes on how to overthrow governments. And the means of defense abroad, you know, like the CIA, become instruments of tyranny at home, like the CIA. And so, you know, when they push assassination and torture and overthrowing governments abroad, you think they're going to stop when they come back here? He said, divisive rhetoric must be voted out of office. We need a president who works to heal the nation, not further divide us. That's right, yeah. All of this stuff. The national outrage, he said, is necessary for real change. Well, I don't know how many times the CIA has actually advocated that people get voted out of office. They typically just do a coup. But I'd like to know how we vote the CIA out of control, because it seems like the CIA are the ones who are in control of our government. We've got an ex-Boston police chief claims a group outside the U.S. is using the George Floyd protest to destabilize our society. He said, back in Ferguson, we saw all these things that were happening on social media, and they were coming out of Pakistan. Well, you do know from Vault 7, don't you, that the CIA can make it look like they are anybody, anywhere, at any time. Maybe. Maybe the group you think is outside is inside.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment, who hate themselves, project their hate onto us and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. movies and partying and living like children, never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We can take a look at a few videos of what's going on. I got to say, I'm really dreading this show today. I find no joy in this, watching the country burn over insanity. I for the last 77 days, I've been absolutely outraged at the shutdown, the lockdown of this country. I believe that we've been betrayed by everyone from the White House down to the State House. Both parties across this country. I feel no less betrayed here in Texas by Governor Abbott, who has shut down restaurants, shut down churches to 50%, than I would feel betrayed in places like Michigan, where Governor Whitmer has shut it down 100%. I'm sorry. Half free ain't free. What do you mean? I've only got chains on my feet, so I can't run away? Is that it? Or chains on my hand? But I don't have chains on both my hands and feet. Well, I'm still a slave, right? Still a slave. And you have to understand that when I look at this and I see what has been done here in Texas with Governor Abbott giving limited, you know, well, if people complain loudly enough, I'll let you open up the churches and meet in the parking lots. Or maybe, you know, we can rope off every other pew and you can go in the churches that way if you scream loudly enough. I find that to be actually more dangerous than the Democrat governors who've locked everything down. At least there is a possibility that it will motivate some of the Republicans who are there and actually perhaps even enlighten the Democrats who maybe didn't really understand what they were getting, or maybe not. Maybe they have been so brainwashed by the mainstream media and social media that they don't, that they're so afraid of what is happening. And then other people are so outraged and afraid by what they think is going to happen to them, that the police are going to shoot them on sight because they're black. And if you feel that way, then try to make this a problem that includes all groups rather than just isolate, and rather than starting to come after individuals. They're playing into the hands of Antifa. And as I was saying when we were going to break, the ex-Boston police chief said, when I was in Ferguson for the Justice Department or with the Obama administration after the Michael Brown shooting, we saw there were terrorist groups, organizations in Pakistan and elsewhere who were setting up false Twitter accounts and setting or having two sides of the conversation, basically alienating each other going forward. That's precisely what is happening right now. And quite frankly, I'm not so sure it was the Pakistanis I wouldn't be surprised if it was people like John Brennan saying that national outrage about race is now necessary for real change. And you know, he's kind of telling you the truth, kind of like Nancy Pelosi said, well, we got to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. They passed it off to a bureaucracy, which would then write the details as if they were law. Our unelected bureaucrats permanently there who never change, Republican or Democrat, because they like to not have the responsibility for that sort of thing. They're not going to write the details, not even going to read the details. They didn't have to read the bills anymore. They just, you know, put up several thousand pages, give them a couple of hours and say, well, you don't really need to read that because it's all going to be written and enacted and ruled upon by the unelected bureaucrats. You know, you're just window dressing at this point. And quite frankly, that is happening at every level of the government. It's the bureaucracy. It's the judiciary. It's the military-industrial complex and the CIA that's really running this country. This is why I say we have to be careful about what we're doing at the local level. The rest of the federal government and the corruption that is there is completely rotten cancer, and it is leaking down into the rest of the country. And the only way that you're going to be able to stop this is with some local officials. And so when I look at this, I wouldn't be surprised at all if that wasn't the CIA. As a matter of fact, when we look at the fact that we have stashes of bricks and rocks just appearing everywhere, all over the country, Kansas City, Missouri, the police there discovered stashes of bricks and rocks in and around the Country Club Plaza. Reports the local Fox News station there, to be used in the riot as people protested the death of George Floyd. And the police department tweeted out, said, we've learned of and discovered stashes of bricks and rocks in and around Plaza and Westport to be used during a riot. If you see anything like this, you can text 911. Let us know so we can remove them. This keeps everyone safe and allows your voice to continue to be heard and so forth. And yet it's not just at that location either. We've got pictures of it happening in North Carolina. We've got pictures of it happening in Minneapolis. We've got pictures of it happening everywhere. Staged bricks there in advance. As a matter of fact, we've got the Kansas City mayor talking about it. Let's go to video clip number 6.
KCPD kind of tweeted and told us about earlier how they found bricks in various places that seem to have been placed there by who knows who. What do you say to that?
Well, look, I'll tell you this. There is no reason to harm anyone at all, okay? I mean, there's no reason to throw a brick or a rock at a police officer. What? Let's just sit back and say you're mad at the world. What's that going to get you, right? What's that going to do? And particularly because half the people who throw them then run off into the crowd in the most cowardly way possible, right? So I don't think that there's any reason to do that. There's no reason for that. Right now, we have a chance to communicate about how to make our community better. No matter what your voice is, you can talk to me. I'm here, right? If you want to make a change in your city, show up, talk. But what you don't make a change with is throwing something at somebody. It's hurting somebody. It's trying to start that sort of trouble. All right? Thank you, guys.
All right. And then let's take a look at what's happening in Dallas. Because, again, that was Kansas City. Same thing happened in Minnesota. Same thing happened in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where we saw a lot of violence. We saw the protester who lit himself on fire. here in Dallas, they had the same sort of thing. Video clip number 5. Go ahead and roll back.
This right here?
Yeah, they put them there on purpose.
This the setup.
They put them there on purpose,
y'all know where we at.
They going to set them on right up on the route.
Y'all know what building this is right here. I ain't even going to say what name it is.
Hey, where do them bricks go to? Where do them bricks go to? Where do them bricks go to?
We got to do better.
Ain't no damn construction.
Gotta do better.
Ain't no damn construction around here.
I see.
Ain't no damn construction around here. You just going to set a pile of bricks right there. Oh, okay.
Listen, I did jury duty 3 months ago. Y'all don't keep no bricks right there. Do better.
Yeah, okay. So there's no construction going on. There's just a pallet of bricks being delivered in city after city. Isn't that interesting? In city after city. So who is doing this? Has anybody contacted John Brennan or Obama to find out what is going on with this? Who's recruiting, moving, and paying the professional anarcho rioters? Writes Patricia McCarthy. And that is exactly what we're talking about here. I mean, there's a meme that some people have put together showing all the different places, or some, not all the different places, but several of the different places. And we also have the St. Paul mayor talking about this as well. saying everybody that was arrested was from out of state. Video clip number 7.
We didn't make an enormous number of arrests, but every single person we arrested last night, I'm told, was from out of state. What we are seeing right now is a group of people who are not from here. As I talk to my friends who have been in this movement for a very long time, who wake up in this movement every day, and I ask them what they're seeing, what they're feeling, what they're hearing, to a person, I hear them say, we don't know these folks. We don't know these folks who are agitating. We don't know these folks who are inciting violence. We don't know these folks who are first in to break a window. And those folks who are agitating and inciting are taking advantage of the pain, of the hurt, of the frustration, of the anger, of the very real and legitimate sadness that so many of our community members feel.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk about some of the high-profile individuals who are doing that same sort of thing, not just Brennan, but we got a lot of politicians, we got a lot of celebrities who are doing that. We have some who are doing the right thing, who are trying to say, let's change this, but let's not use this as an excuse to loot, to destroy, to burn down society. That is precisely the agenda of Antifa. Angela Stanton King, also in Minnesota, said the black community in Minnesota is calling out white Antifa members for starting the riots and destroying their communities. I keep telling you, all these white liberals are not our friends. Not our friends. I remember 3 years ago when you had the Antifa woman who was arrested. She put a nail into a flagpole. She stabbed a horse in the neck, hoping that the horse would go crazy. Of course, the horse, being well-trained, did not do that. Then she attacked a police officer doing that. But President Trump has now said he's going to declare Antifa as a terrorist organization. Barr has backed him up on that, folks. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 60% off across the board as part of our flash sale. We have things like Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, BioTrue Selenium. 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian, anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We don't just have the usual suspects trying to start a race war in the United States. And of course, they don't want to have any reform of what the police are doing. They want the police militarized. They want them violent. They want them shooting first. And then when things happen, they want to say, well, it's because of race. That's exactly what Brennan is doing. But we have a lot of Hollywood people, of course, doing the same thing. A lot of Democrat politicians doing the same thing. They see this as an opportunity to deal with a very real liability, and that is the record of Joe Biden with the black community. He's locked up more black people than probably any person ever, since we have more people in jail because of the war on drugs and the rules that Biden put out. We have more people as a percentage of the population and even in absolute numbers of any country on earth. And I think if you look at what the policies as far as the war on drugs and the mandatory minimums and what that has done, and especially, you know, the majority of them, marijuana, majority of them, black, I think you could make an argument that Joe Biden has put more people in chains than anybody in any or all of the southern plantations throughout history. And so he's got a real problem. And now they're going to put this all on President Trump. But we do have some people who are acting very responsibly. We have Tyler Perry, who is typically in Atlanta. He says he's not there right now, but he's tweeting out, please, please stop this violence. Looting is not the answer. And listen to me, be careful where you're getting your information to join protests. These are people, and there's other countries that are posting things pretending to be the U.S., pretending to stand for peaceful protests, but they're trying to incite us into violence, into chaos, to try to do more harm. Do not fall for this foolishness. Please stop the violence. And again, as I said, a lot of these things look like they're coming from foreign countries. It's probably being done by the CIA through their Vault 7 program. People exactly like John Brennan. You think he's the only person in the CIA that was like that? You think that now that John Brennan is gone, everything is just fine at the CIA? Really? Okay. A clip of a black cop violently choking a young man practically is nowhere to be seen. And this came out of Mississippi at the very same time, just to give you an idea of how they're pushing this to push a race war, this narrative. I've talked about how we've had black on white violence in terms of the police. The police can be black. The victims can be white. It can be the other way around. They ignore everything unless it fits their narrative. Here's one that they ignored. They failed to cover this viral video out of Mississippi. It shows a Jackson, Mississippi police officer identified as Myron Smith by the Jackson Free Press had his hands around the apparent suspect's throat. The cop and the suspect are both black, and he choked him out. He survived, however, in this particular case. We've got a rap megastar, Lil Wayne, has now urged people not to jump to conclusions. He says, I think when we see these situations, I think we also have to understand that we have to get very specific. He said, we have to get very specific, and what I mean by that, we have to stop viewing it from such a broad view, meaning that we have to stop placing the blame on the whole force and the whole everybody of a certain race or everybody with a badge. We have to actually get into who that person is. And if we want to place the blame on anybody, it should be on ourselves for not doing more than what we think we're doing. In other words, if you got a bad cop or even four bad cops in a town that is known for bad cops, having one incident after the other, a white cop killing a white woman, a Hispanic cop killing a black man, that was Orlando Castile and so forth, and now this particular incident. If you got a situation like that, rather than trying to reform the police department in Minneapolis, no, let's attack police and white people everywhere, because that's what this is all about, right? It's the police everywhere and the white people everywhere. We're not going to pay any attention to the individual. We're going to break people into groups, divide and conquer, because that's what the CIA does so well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus. It's got high quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the hour, Lil Wayne was saying, let's not blame this on everybody with a badge. Let's not blame this on everybody who is white. Let's actually get into what that person is doing. He goes on to say, what we need to do, we need to learn about it more. If we want to scream about something, we got to know what we're screaming about. If you want to protest about something, know what we're protesting about. There are a bunch of facts that we think we know that we don't know. And hasn't this always happened, right? We've got George Floyd's girlfriend saying that if he saw this, he would be devastated. Nevertheless, his family is pushing things very hard as the police autopsy comes back and says that it doesn't look like he died from restraint or suffocation, that there were intoxicants in his system. They say that they want to have a independent autopsy done. So they're pushing to see what happens. But they reject the notion, they said, from the Minneapolis Medical Examiner that the knee from the police officer on George's neck for almost 9 minutes was not the proximate cause of death. And then you have the people who are just full-on race-baiting pimps, like Trevor Noah, defending the looting. This is a guy who is the Comedy Central host. This is what now passes for late-night comedy. And it's not even politics anymore. I mean, this is just radical divide and conquer Marxism that's being pushed by these so-called comedians. And he said, police are looting black bodies. And he said, black people watch time and time again how the contract that they signed with society is not being honored by the country that has forced them to sign it with them. Now, this is a guy who came here from South Africa. What contract did he sign to come here, besides the one that he has with Comedy Central? Lysander Spooner said, the social contract is a contract on which I cannot find my signature. I didn't sign the Constitution, but let me tell you something. The people who are law enforcement officers, the people who are politicians and administrators and governors and presidents and even public health officials, I imagine, if they have a job, for the government, they swore to uphold the Constitution, and they should be held to that oath. But I didn't sign a contract. And if they're not going to uphold the Constitution, I guess really all bets are off. Where were these people? We talked about how they don't honor the contract. Isn't it interesting that he doesn't ever anywhere in this rant talk about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights or Declaration of Independence? What contract is this? And then, of course, the New York Times talking about how white women use themselves as instruments of terror. Isn't it amazing how hateful and racist the people who are always calling everybody else hateful and racist are? I mean, the New York Times, who hired Sarah Young, the young Asian woman, who said, I just hate old white men. They're all stinky. We got to kill them all and so forth. All these different tweets that surfaced after they hired her for op-ed piece. Maybe, oh, that's not her. This is somebody called Charles Blow. I wonder what Charles Blow has been sniffing. And when that surfaced, they said, well, that was just satire. She doesn't really mean it. And so Candace Owens, young black woman, put out the same tweets and just changed white to black, and she got kicked off of Twitter right away for that. See, the hypocrisy here is what the real issue is, and how they are always using this, and of course it's happening again. Minneapolis mayor says the white supremacists are the out-of-state instigators behind the protests. Well, don't call them white supremacists. They're white Marxists. They're white liberal Marxists. And we've got the video. I think we have a video of the rioter yelling, "Shoot the white folks." You guys got that clip? We can play that one when you get that pulled up. We have the Minneapolis City Council Vice President wanted to declare, and this, of course, was last week before things escalated, declare a state of emergency and declare racism now as the new public health issue. And that's really what we've got. They've now, just as quickly as we saw the Green New Deal, and they pulled out the climate change stuff, which, you know, they had a set of Marxist things that they wanted to accomplish. They wanted to confiscate your property, confiscate your freedom, confiscate your business, your wealth, and put you on universal basic income and pack you into the cities so they could control you. Make sure that you're not able to travel. Put in 5G so they can soft kill you and track you at the same time. Use their geospatial intelligence to map all their political opponents. And then they just pulled out the environmental thing and stuck in the flu. And they were able to get all that stuff implemented right away. And now they pulled out the flu and they're sticking in racism because they want to take it to the next level. Because they want violence. They want to literally burn the country down. And a couple of the people who have been doing this are some Ivy League educated lawyers throwing Molotov cocktails in New York City. An Ivy League educated lawyer, member of the Brooklyn Community Board, was caught as he was throwing Molotov cocktails. He and another guy, a graduate of Princeton University and New York University Law School, and an associate at corporate Manhattan firm Pryor Cashman. You know, it's not too often that we actually see lawyers physically throwing Molotov cocktails. Usually they do that kind of destruction with a pen and paper, but they can actually be a lot more dangerous, as we see with Alan Dershowitz pushing mandatory vaccines. He can be actually a lot more dangerous than a couple of Ivy League lawyers throwing actual Molotov cocktails. Cuomo says that he stands with the Minneapolis protesters, and he also wants to link this in with the virus, you know, because as they said years and years ago, when Harvard used to be, the Harvard Lampoon used to be funny instead of just politically hateful, they had the headline, "End of the World," and then right underneath it, "Women and minorities hit hardest." And so that's exactly what Cuomo and these other people are saying. Yes, it's the end of the world with the coronavirus, and black people are dying at a higher rate. We see this constantly being put out there. I think we've got that clip about the kill all the white people. Let's go ahead and run that. Folks. She got the message. She must be a Trevor Noah viewer. Mayor de Blasio's daughter, of course, arrested at the Manhattan protests. I pointed that out earlier. We've got, as the New York Times points out, it's not just the horrific white women that we have to watch out for. But now we have two crises that are convulsing the nation, a pandemic and police violence. And as I said, I think both of these are a result of the mainstream media creating fear and panic. I think they're both a scam that has been, you look at the prepositioning of the BRICS, it's almost like the prepositioning of the pandemic and the rules that they've been prepositioning for 20 years since 9/11. The state, Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, they prepositioned that just like they prepositioned those BRICS. But now we're getting into this level. Do you think when we look at this, if we can't get Fauci out of this and President Trump is unable or unwilling to remove Fauci and to remove the psyop that he's put on this country, you know how bad this is going to be when the food supply hits, when we have hyperinflation or we have a Great Depression or both of those at the same time? Look at how many people have lost their jobs. That hasn't sunk in yet because they've been able to paper this over. You know that your bill on this, every man, woman, and child, if you take the amount of free money they've thrown out, right now, that's cost us all $9,000 each, every man, woman, and child. Are you feeling good about the shutdown? Well, you're really going to like what comes next when we get the Great Depression, when we get more food shortages, higher prices, and people start looting over that. Of course, it'll all be about race and oppression, won't it?
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and InfoWars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker. I was talking to my wife tonight, and I was saying, our economy slowing down and shutting down is like shooting a deer and it runs 100 yards before it knows it's been shot and then it finally dies. She said, well, yeah, when I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, one time there was an argument in the street and another man shot another man in the head, and the man that got shot in the head had blood pouring out a huge hole, and he was holding it and he walked around gibbering, talking nonsense for about 60 seconds and then just fell over dead. Well, that's what's going to happen with our economy. It is in cardiac arrest. This has been done by design. And the UN, the Chi-Coms, the mainstream media orchestrated it, hyped it, and tried to keep the economy closed. So remember, the depression that's coming and the third world collapse is all on the UN, on Bill and Melinda Gates, on Obama, on Hillary, on Biden, on the Democrats. We tried to stop it. We tried to fight it. But you guys said you wanted to wreck America and the world, and now you've done it. Congratulations.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so let's talk about what we do as citizens. I think no better example can be found than what we see with some Texas homeschool family. You know, as I mentioned over the weekend, my wife and I went to the park, and I tweeted it out that the picnic tables are wrapped up in yellow tape like it was a crime scene. And the real crime was the fact that the government did that and are threatening people. So you have a group of homeschoolers in Brazoria County, and this is an area that is Ron Paul country, as I point out. 35 people, all homeschool families in Texas, took their kids to a local park to enjoy fresh air and sunshine. They tore down the yellow police tape. Yeah, that's the picture that I took right up there. They tore down the yellow police tape in their area that tried to prevent them from using the public park. They knew that neither the police nor anyone else had legal authority to close the park or rope it off like that. As vaccineimpact.com points out, two police came, asked them to leave. They responded the way every person in the U.S. should respond to coronavirus edicts that have no legal authority. They stood their ground and they refused to leave. They even rebuked the officer who asked them if they were anti-vaxxers, as if that had anything to do with playing in the park. Yeah, they were getting some vitamin D, naturally. The police didn't arrest them. I guess they figured the optics would be bad, as they point out. You got women who were holding babies in their arms and a lot of kids, so they decided that they it'd be better if they didn't rough them up. So in the name of the park where this all happened, it was called Freedom Park. As a matter of fact, here in Texas, not only do we have a Republican governor who's decided that he can just arbitrarily shut any and everything down, and then, oh, if there's a little bit of problem, let me show you that I'm better than Gretchen Whitmer. I'll let you halfway open up. How about that? Still got to wear your masks. Still got to get your temperature taken if you go into a restaurant. They still want to record the time and date and where you sit. But yeah, here we are. We're free in Texas, aren't we? We have the Speaker of the House, Dennis Bonin. A Republican has warned us. He told USA Today, if we don't wear masks wherever we go outside, we can't have our freedom back. He said, I don't know what the message they're sending is other than the message of stupidity that they're not going to wear a face covering in public. Well, pick it. Either you want the economy open or you want to be selfish and not wear a face covering when you're in public. And I've seen the same thing accusing me of people who were formerly thought of as conservatives or libertarians. And I say that because typically I think of conservatives or libertarians as somebody who supports individual liberty in the Constitution. But I have to say that if you think that the Republicans are going to save you, then you are either stupid or you've got your eyes covered and your ears covered, not just your mouth. Yeah, don't say or see or speak any evil or hear any evil about Republicans. These people are stabbing us in the back. And as I've said many times, I'd rather have somebody like Gretchen Whitmer try to stab me in the front than somebody like Abbott or Dennis Bonin, the speaker, the conservative Republican speaker. This is not science. This is not legal to force people to wear a mask. You know, the next step is, well, either you want the economy open, and you're going to take your vaccine or not, right? So this group of homeschoolers, they call themselves the Park Patriots. First, they went to a park in Lake Jackson, which is the hometown of Ron Paul. They had city workers who called the police on them, and they explained to them that there was no legal authority to do this under the Constitution and stood their ground. And then after that, they went to Freedom Park, stood their ground there as well. Let's just understand, as all this insanity is happening and the country is literally burning, and you have police officers who are more than happy to take off the mask and pose for selfies with a mob of people, as long as they're not burning anything, oh, we're just so happy about that, right? And yet, the churches are shuttered all over the country. And or even here in a so-called free state. They're only halfway open. It's the churches that have the answer to the sickness that is burning down this country, quite frankly. The churches are the ones who should have had the answer for the war on drugs, other than sticking the government on people. And unfortunately, many times I saw in churches that I was in full support for the war on drugs in the churches. It's like, that is a spiritual problem, a medical problem. a psychological problem, if you will, right? If you don't believe in God, you think it's a psychological problem. But it's not a law enforcement problem. And a lot of law enforcement officers have said that. And let me tell you, what is happening in this country right now is a sickness, a spiritual sickness. And yet, the churches, in most cases, believe that they are not essential. They're more than happy to stay locked down. Because just like the war on drugs, they think the government can fix it. The government can save them from COVID-19. The government can save them from the scourge of drug abuse. No, it can't. And certainly not law enforcement. And so we've got churches, especially like District of Columbia and other places, shuttered over this, but the violent anarchists are allowed to congregate with impunity. You got St. John's Church, the historic church across from the White House that has had every president attend and a worship service there since 1816. Yeah, they set that on fire. All of this is happening. We had a lot of developments that happened on Friday because we had the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal with Judge Roberts, as usual, flipping sides. This guy, I tell you what, he has betrayed us on Obamacare. He has betrayed us over and over again. And this is why, as I tweeted this out over the weekend, I said, if you think, because I had somebody come back, I said, look at this. The Supreme Court ruled that California can close all churches because of coronavirus and keep them closed indefinitely. Supreme Court did that. And it was Roberts who joined the liberals in doing that. And somebody responded to that and said, well, we're just one more away. We got to keep President Trump in there for another 4 years. We're just one Supreme Court justice away. And it's like, that is the most bankrupt idea I've ever seen in my life. I mean, for 40 plus years, they thought that they could get, conservatives thought they could get Roe v. Wade overturned and that they had to get Roe v. Wade overturned, not challenge judicial supremacy, but they got to overturn Roe v. Wade somehow. And you're going to do that by getting conservatives elected president and then they can appoint these people. We wind up with people like Sandra Day O'Connor, put in by Ronald Reagan and so forth. You always see these so-called Republican conservative judges switch. First of all, they are government bureaucrats. They have lived their life to try to get to that position. And so these are people who have a status bent to start with. And they will compromise the Bill of Rights and the Constitution for their career. And it doesn't matter if you get a conservative Republican in there. He's going to have to pick from those people. You have to have somebody who's going to stand up to judicial tyranny. And it's kind of interesting, at the same time that they were doing this, and we'll talk more about that coming up in the next segment, we're going to have Alex Jones joining us to talk about what he saw over the weekend here in Austin. But we'll talk more about what's coming up with the Supreme Court, with the Constitution, with the lockdown, and we'll have, in the third hour, we'll have Richard Proctor joining us to talk about those very issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, it is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items to take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
And now, The David Knight Show.
Here we have constitutional law professor Josh Blackman. Says that the longer these lockdowns continue, the less legal they become. I think that's exactly true. As a matter of fact, in case after case, you've had people challenge these orders and say, well, you can put in a temporary health crisis or emergency, but that doesn't last according to the established law and the Constitution. You can't do that for more than 28 days or whatever it is in various states. And yet when they challenge that, the courts say, well, we don't care. We'll just let them do whatever they want. American Freedom Law Center constitutional lawyer Robert Muse says tyranny has a new name, and it's called a pandemic. A quarantine is when you restrict the liberty of people who are sick. Tyranny is when we and you restrict the liberty of people who are healthy. And that's exactly right. You've probably seen that tweeted out. Many people have been putting that out as a meme. And that's what we need to drill into everybody's heads. This is tyranny when you lock up healthy people, when you start demanding and tracking us about a pandemic that has failed to materialize. This is not a pandemic. All the panic about the 100,000 people, even if that were true, even if they weren't presuming people died from COVID, that they haven't even tested to see if they have COVID in the first place, let alone having it be the underlying cause. But even if it was 100,000 people, understand that is typical in a flu season. This is not a pandemic. It does not warrant this kind of action. As a matter of fact, even if it was a deadly disease, it wouldn't warrant this kind of reaction. There is no pragmatic or constitutional or principled excuse for any of this. He went on to say, Blackmun said, I don't think the governor can decide what is and is not essential with any sort of objective measure. But when we get to things like religion or the right to keep and bear arms, this definition of essential requires a lot more reasoning to explain why this activity is somehow prohibited by merely saying essential or not essential. And that is precisely what is happening. That is why, whether you go to church or not, you ought to be concerned about what is happening to the First Amendment. They're just setting this aside. How did it get set aside? Well, it got set aside with CDC rules. The CDC rules initially were saying, and last week I went through a list of, it was either 14 or 17 different activities that were rated, I think it's 14, rated by NPR. And, you know, the only one, there were only two, night clubbing, where everybody's on the dance floor, pressed together, and dancing, and engaged in other activity. That was high risk, and the only other high risk thing they had was church. That's NPR. That's the government telling you that. And they said that, according to the CDC guidelines, the reason the church was so dangerous was because people were singing. Yes. You can't make this stuff up, but the CDC can. They were singing. Consider spending or at least decreasing the use of a choir and musical ensembles and congregant singing, chanting, or reciting during services or other programming, if appropriate, within the faith tradition. The act of singing may contribute to the transmission of COVID-19 through the emission of aerosols. And so that was the guideline. And that's why NPR and Democrat governors and even Republican governors were saying, no, you can't go to church. Can't go to church. You know, we don't even want you going to a parking lot in Kentucky, right? People going to a parking lot, staying in their cars 6 feet apart with the windows rolled up. But now it's okay to go as a mob and to exercise, hopefully, peaceful protest, which is also a part of the First Amendment. I'm glad that they can protest peacefully. But you can't attend a church, according to them. Now, the CDC, on Friday, a lot of things happened. You had the ruling, and I covered that, from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And they said that, I think that was on Friday, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, ruled that Gavin Newsom could ban in-person church services. So the constitutional standards that would normally govern our review of a free exercise claim should not be applied, wrote the two judges. Now, many people were quick to point out that these two judges, one of them was an Obama appointee, the other one was a Clinton appointee. And so they appealed that to the Supreme Court. And when you go to the Supreme Court, you have the usual Obama and Clinton appointees all said, yeah, you don't have any free exercise of religion. We don't like that part of the First Amendment. We're going to strike it. But they won 5-4 because you had John Roberts, a Bush appointee, a George W. Bush appointee. He said, yeah, that appears to be consistent. You can shut down, you know, with executive order, you can shut down churches indefinitely. As a matter of fact, what he had to say was, he said, the precise question of when restrictions on particular social activity should be lifted during the pandemic is a dynamic and a fact-intensive matter that is subject to reasonable disagreement. Our Constitution principally entrusts the, quote, safety and health of the people to the politically accountable officials of the states to guard and protect. And I thought, wait a minute, where is that in the Constitution? Oh, it's not in the Constitution. He's quoting a Supreme Court case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And then he makes another decision. He says, when those officials undertake to act in areas that are fraught with medical and scientific uncertainties, their latitude must be especially broad. In other words, I don't like churches or the First Amendment, so they're gone. And I'm going to refer, and there again, he doesn't refer to the Constitution. He quotes a Supreme Court case, Marshall versus United States. And this is why you should not be listening to an unelected federal judiciary. He said, these are broad limits. And we shouldn't be second-guessing these government tyrants like Gavin Newsom, because we're merely unelected federal judiciary, and we lack the background, the competence, the expertise to assess public health. And we're not accountable to the people. Well, you're also not accountable to the Constitution. All you seem to be accountable to are previous Supreme Court decisions. Maybe, you know, in light of all of this, all the rioting and everything, what are we going to do? Are we going to bring back the Dred Scott decision where we can reinstitute slavery? Because the Supreme Court supported that once upon a time. The Supreme Court said that the First Amendment didn't apply to films and locked up a Hollywood producer who did a film about 1776 because Wilson wanted to go to war on the side of the British. And the Supreme Court didn't reverse that decision until the 1950s. So is the Supreme Court decision, is that the law of the land that we hear all the time? No, of course it isn't. The law of the land is the Constitution and the actual law of the land. And yet, when he says that the First Amendment, which clearly supports our God-given right to not only speak freely, have a free press, to assemble and to redress our grievances, but also to have the free exercise of religion, when he just strikes that out, he says, well, you know, we've got experts. And I'm an unelected judge, and I don't know anything about science, and you know, and I don't care about the Constitution. I just care about these court cases. So if you think, like this one article says, Obama and Clinton Ninth Circuit judges suspend the Bill of Rights until the coronavirus is cured, and then we had it suspended by John Roberts, a Bush appointee. I had so many people tell me when I was supporting Harry Brown, the libertarian, oh, you got to support Bush because we got to get the Supreme Court justices in there because they're going to fix everything for us, just like we see now, Roberts. And it was interesting. Had a lady at church who was so upset with me because she said, well, you know, we got to get Bush in there because they're going to overturn Roe v. Wade. And I said, no, they're not. And I said, as a matter of fact, the funding that's going to Planned Parenthood and these other organizations would be cut more strictly by somebody who doesn't think that government should be in any of that kind of stuff, then it will be under the Bush administration. And I was right. They will cut it for the Mexico City policy, but not the other issues. And then you have John Roberts pushing in Obamacare, eradicating the right to meet in person in churches. That's exactly what happens when you let them lie to you about the partisan divide. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
This is the end, my friends. My only friends, the end. Of our elaborate plans, the end. Of everything that stands, the end. The safety, the delusion. It's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Because there was only the mirage of safety. Movies and partying and living like children. Never growing up, never caring about other people. This delivered us into the hands of tyranny. Just like the history books show us, just like the Bible states, every time Israel became corrupt and evil and turned away from God, they were brought into captivity because their people sold out to special interest and were infiltrated by spies, and then they were enslaved. We are repeating that again today. Compliance and going along with this system leads to absolute bondage. InfoWars has decided to fight for freedom. And InfoWars has had great victory thanks to your support and your prayers. What InfoWars has been able to do thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on.
Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. I've hunted a lot of big game at long distances with high caliber rifles, and when you shoot an elk at, say, 600 yards, even if you hit them right in the heart, they'll still run 50, 60, 70, maybe 100 yards. They've got that adrenaline pumping through their arteries and through their veins, but all of a sudden they slow down, they realize what's happened, they fall over, and they die. Then you go bag them and haul them back in. Well, that's what's going to happen to the entire world now. And that's what the economic numbers show, is that we've been shot right in the heart. And for the first world, it's going to mean a long, horrible depression and a lot of death. Well, for the third world, it's going to mean probably over 100 million dead, according to the UN, and I believe their numbers, because it's the very UN that's orchestrated this to depopulate the third world. So that all the leftists that thought it was their revolution to get rid of Trump, you're a bunch of suckers, and you bought into something bigger than what Hitler did.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Dearborn, Michigan, and the drive-in has been shut down. You can't even go to a drive-in with the cars staying in your car, spaced out, without the Michigan police shutting you down. I said, given our significant measures of social distancing and facility-wide sanitation, as well as the opening of other drive-ins throughout the state, we thought we could reopen successfully and adhere to the new rules and the federal guidelines. Where did those federal guidelines come from again? Oh, that's right. The Trump White House and the people that he's put in charge there, the CDC, Birx, Fauci, and so forth. But they had to close because the police said so. And as we see this happening to churches everywhere in Wisconsin, no arrests for any riots, no arrests for showing up without masks and getting close together in the protests. But churches are getting big fines if they choose to have a church service. And so when we look at this, that's one of the reasons why I talked beginning of all this about the Texas homeschool family. So they're going to go back and take back these parks. They got everything wrapped up with crime tape and so forth. They're just going to go there. And the police showed up and they said, no, we're not going to leave. You don't have any authority to do this. And yet the church is everywhere. And this is why I truly do believe this country is under judgment right now. And it's because the churches are non-essential. They don't believe they're essential. They won't stand up for their essential rights, even like these homeschool families. They will kowtow to the government. They will kowtow to what anybody tells them to do, whether they have authority or not. They don't understand what the real authority is. And even if they did understand what the real legal authority was, for the last 2,000 years, Christians have never taken the stand that the government, even if the law was legal, if they told you that you couldn't exercise your religion, they never stood aside for that. And so that's why I talked last week about sheriffs and local law enforcement officers and pastors. I said, we got to make sure that we have people who are not going to be the thugs to enforce these unlawful orders, because they don't have authority, but they do have force if they want to use it. And when we look at what has happened, this is why I don't want these protests to simply be about race. Because right now, they're looking at one cherry-picked incident while they forget about all these other incidents that show every possible combination of black, white, brown, yellow, and so forth being involved in these police brutality issues. They cherry pick one so they can have a black, white confrontation. But let me tell you, what's coming up are going to be confrontations over tracking, confrontations over vaccines. We have had the Trump administration pushing faster than Bill Gates a reckless experimental vaccine programs, earmarking over $1 billion so far they've handed out to multiple companies to develop a vaccine and then to manufacture it and then to push it out with the military. I mean, you look at these pictures of the military marching down the street, ordering people back into their houses, and if they don't go, light them up with paintball. You think they're not going to do that when it comes to vaccines? The day is coming. If it doesn't happen with this virus, the day is coming when they will have the military to come and force vaccinate you. And then they come to confiscate the guns first. Either way, when they do one or the other of those, they are going to kick off a civil war. And that's why we need to stand together right now against this unlawful, unconstitutional tyranny that is destroying individual rights in the name of the herd. You know, we have, as Reason Magazine points out, protesting police violence is critical. But what about social distance? And why are these shamers, all these little, snitches and Nazis, and as they like to call them now, the Karens, why are they not saying anything about this? Why is CNN not doing that? All these little CNN trolls. They pointed out, remember when Governor Kemp in Georgia said, all right, we'll let restaurants and nail salons and other businesses reopen partially or whatever. And you had the Atlantic. The headline was Georgia's experiment in human sacrifice. Remember that? That was on the Drudge Report. Anything to attack President Trump politically. And Trump's problem is not that he is opening up too quickly. The problem is that he shut it down in the first place. And that he's got those same people in place. But no, they're trying to say, well, he's going to kill us all if he lets you out of your house. And in Florida, CNN, talking about Ron DeSantis, when he opened up the various parts of Florida, they said he is, quote, standing astride the alligator cage, hollering at the rest of the country to check out what is about to happen. This is the kind of panic they did. And remember on Memorial Day weekend, how freaked out they were about people who were standing in pools with chlorine in them, or people who were on the beaches. They hated that. But now this is a noble experiment because this is their agenda. But the thing they hate the most are the churches. As Reason Magazine points out, holding police accountable is a very important cause, but the logic of the lockdowns was that they were so necessary to stem the spread of COVID-19. That they should override any other pressing concerns. Small business owners are forced to shutter. Many will close permanently because of policymakers ordaining that the slowing the pandemic was the top priority, the only priority. Daring to reopen was an experiment in human sacrifice, as they would say, or riding an alligator while yelling yeehaw. Let me tell you, we've had 4% of the New York City restaurants have already closed, and they expect that to increase by another 7%. So it's going to double this next month, permanently closed. And that's just in New York City. And yet we see CNN virtue signaling. Here's the sheriff. He puts down his baton. He listens to protesters and they chant, walk with us. So he did. They show him cheek to cheek with protesters doing selfies, no masks and so forth. And that's wonderful. Look, I don't like the rules of engagement that were created by Obama and the other people. I think we need to reform the police, but this is the height of hypocrisy that is being pushed by the mainstream media. And it bothers me to no end to see not only the passivity of the churches who consider themselves to be irrelevant and non-essential and subject to government whims and so clueless as to what is going on, but then to understand that down the pike, if President Trump is not reelected, just think about this, folks. You're going to have a Biden who has never had any affinity at all for individual liberty. He will have a mask courtesy of President Trump. He'll have new experimental untested vaccines, and he will have 300 million of them manufactured because that's already been paid for. And so whether it's President Trump or whether it's a Democrat, they're going to have that. And do you think that they're going to force you to do that? Do you think they're going to give you informed consent? I don't think so. You should be concerned about the fact that this is being created now. You should be concerned about Operation Warp Speed and why we're spending $1 billion to create toxins and why we're spending another chunk of change to over another $1 billion to manufacture them, to distribute them. All right, we've got to take a break here. We've got a sale at InfoWarsStore.com. It's about to end. That's our 60% off across the board. InfoWarsStore.com. We have many of our most popular products now available for sale. We have Brain Force, and that's my favorite supplement. It really does help me to focus. I take it every day. BioTrue Selenium. If you're not taking selenium, folks, you need to look at how that is an essential ingredient mineral for your health. And, of course, our selenium is non-GMO. It's organic. That's why we call it BioTrue. BioTrue Selenium, another one of the products that are 60% off. Chill Force, all-natural products to help you to relax, as well as Knockout, all-natural products to help you sleep. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Many of those are going to be selling out soon. Vaso Beet, this is concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator. That is also 60% off, and that will be selling out soon like many of our other products. Take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. And we have never had a bigger sale than the one right now. 60% off across the board at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I want to tell you about something that I think has really helped me out and I think can help you out too, especially if you have any problems sleeping, and that's Knockout. Let's face it, our life patterns have been disrupted by this lockdown, this government-imposed imprisonment, and it has definitely affected my sleep schedule. But one thing that has helped is Knockout. I take one pill about an hour before I want to go to bed, and boom, I get a great night's sleep. And just this past Memorial Day, I took two of them, fell asleep about 1 a.m., woke up at 8 a.m., ready to go. It really has made a difference in my life, and it can make a difference in your life too. If you don't get any sleep, you're going to be a grouch. If you get great sleep, you're going to be on point. You're going to be mentally focused. You're going to be ready to take on the day. And right now, Knockout is 50% off. It's less than $15 a bottle. You get 30 capsules. Give it a try today. It's at a great price right now, and it can really help you get the sleep you need, especially in these tough times. It's Knockout, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't have to tell you that we are in the most important point in human history. The globalists have taken the gloves off and they've taken the mask off. And they're like, yeah, you're taking implantable chips. Yeah, we're into pedophilia. Yeah, we're into world government. Yeah, you're obsolete. You are non-essential. We are shutting your ass down. Yeah, we told you don't be farmers and don't be ranchers and don't work in industry anymore. You're going to be the service economy. And now the globalists are telling you that there's no more service economy and you're obsolete. So you better bow down to them and get your universal pittance income so they can dictate your life. The handcuffs are going on right now. We have to resist and say no to the New World Order. And that takes you understanding you were right and understanding I was right and getting in people's faces and raising the alarm now while you still can. Now is the time for action. Now is the time for you to shine and be the Paul Revere's you know you are.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
You know, I saw this headline from Reason. Make the temporary regulatory relief that we've seen because of the pandemic, make that permanent after the pandemic passes. And I thought, what regulatory relief have we had? I was like, what world are these people living in? All I've seen is one arbitrary new rule after the other. Like here in Austin, oh, you got to have, and many other places. Anybody goes to a restaurant, restaurant's going to be 50% open, and you got to take people's temperature, and you got to keep a record, a log of who came, where they sat, what times they were there, and so forth, to hand that in to your government minders until they can get more sophisticated versions to track everybody everywhere. And so I thought, what in the world are they talking about? And they said, well, you know, they eased restrictions on cross-border practice of medicine, of telehealth, of testing and other restrictions. They loosed some of the licensing requirements that would discourage doctors and nurses who would want to come back and lend a hand, you know, people who had retired. They said, well, all right, if you've been a licensed nurse or whatever, you're retired, we need to have more nurses in place. So we will waive you going through and getting your license again since you had one before, or we'll let people who are in the final stages of getting their medical degree start to treat patients and so forth. Except they're closing the hospitals. I was just talking to a man over the weekend who just lost his job with a local hospital because, you know, in a pandemic, the hospitals are empty. Only in this pandemic are the hospitals empty. Only in this pandemic are people losing their jobs in the health profession. I mean, this is the insanity that we're seeing here. And again, you know, it's the central management and control, even if it wasn't malicious. And I believe it is very, very malicious. I don't think at this point in time, 77 days into this, that you can make an argument that it is not intentional, not malicious. That is just not an argument that can hold water. This is not big time stupid. This is malice. This is planned destruction. And, but even if it were big time stupid, it just highlights the lunacy of thinking that you can shut down the restaurants and it isn't going to trickle through the entire society, closing farms everywhere, creating food shortages at the grocery stores and on, even creating medicinal shortages. And now we're going to have shortages of hospitals and hospital beds because these hospitals are going out of business. Like I said, even if, and especially if this had been a real pandemic, the last thing that you'd want to do is to bankrupt the hospitals and to make it so that nobody could get any treatment for anything else. Because let me tell you, you know, you're going to die. You're going to die. Newsflash. You heard it here first. You're going to die. And here's the other part of the newsflash. Most likely it isn't going to be from COVID-19 or any variant of that. You may die from cancer, especially if you can't get any early diagnosis or treatment for that. You might die of heart disease or a lot of other things that they've shut down at these hospitals. But this is the most unjustifiable idiocy we've ever seen. But there's more coming. More coming. You know, when they talk about making this temporary relief permanent, well, the FDA, you know, eased up the restrictions on protective equipment, medical devices like ventilators and so forth. But the FDA, Reason, get with the program here. The FDA has banned buffets and salad bars. That's going to be your new normal. We've been able to go through, they didn't ban salad bars when we had Ebola come through Dallas, right? This is just beyond belief. Are we going to really put up with this? I mean, think about what the FDA under Trump has done. You know, they tried to ban vaping. They did ban using your own stem cells to heal your body because, you know, stem cells actually fix what's wrong. They don't just cover up the symptoms, which is what big pharmaceutical companies want to do. And now they've gone from banning vaping and using your own stem cells, and they've now gone to banning salad bars and buffets.
As I record this announcement, there's only 1 week left in the biggest sale yet of 2020. We will not have this sale that's going on right now in May until our Christmas sale comes up. All of our best-selling supplements are 30 to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just hone in on one of the products, DNA Force Plus.
It's got high quality PQQ, CoQ10, and then a bunch of other natural ingredients that are known to supercharge the effects of that. Learn what PQQ and CoQ10 can do for you, no matter how old you are, no matter what color you are, no matter where you live in the world. It works the same on everybody. It's known to be able to regrow nerves. It's designed so that your telomeres last longer. Doesn't make them grow, makes them shrink slower, which is basically the same thing. DNA Force Plus is 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, we'll be joined by Richard Proctor. We're going to be talking about the Constitution and other issues. You remember the Constitution? Remember that that document? I think somebody at Antifa burned our last copy of it. Certainly the Supreme Court doesn't remember it. They can't seem to find a copy of it anywhere. They reference, just as you saw Alan Dershowitz, when he said, "Oh no. The government can drag you out and they can jam a needle in your arm and give you a vaccine." And they can do that. I'll defend that to the Supreme Court, because we've already won that that argument in the Supreme Court, he said. And he argued that from prior cases, because it isn't enough that we have clearly written protection of individual rights in the Constitution. No. We got to pretend that that doesn't exist. All they do is it is a self-referential tyranny. Going back to Marbury versus Madison, where they gave themselves this arbitrary power, and now they exercise it and just reference their previous Supreme Court decisions. But let's take a look at your self-defense here, folks, because guess what? As we have seen with the lockdown of this country, as we've seen over the last weekend with the burning down of this country, there isn't any cavalry that's going to be coming to save you. They'll be circling the wagons to protect themselves, if anything, if they're capable of doing that. And so, as we see, the Freethought Project talking about what has happened in Minneapolis, New York, Atlanta, Seattle, many other cities, coast to coast. You see, the people who still have businesses are the ones where you have black and white gun owners coming together to protect small business. And, you know, it was just a couple of weeks ago that you had armed individuals standing guard over a 77-year-old barber so he could open up his shop, right? Because that's what the police were up to a couple of weeks ago. Were they being cheered by CNN and MSNBC and The Atlantic and so forth? No. They were being vilified by them. They were dangerous. There was no credit given to those people for protecting the individual liberties and the livelihood of a 77-year-old barber. There were no credit given at the Bundy Ranch for the people who stood there to protect the liberties of people who had their rights, their property rights. Again, this is not about who owns the public parks. No, public lands can be owned by a lot of different aspects on the same piece of land. You can have water rights, you can have mineral rights, you can have mining rights. You can have lumber rights, grazing rights, all these different things can coexist, as well as it can be a recreational area on the same land. And they have deeds to these various things. And I said at the time, if you don't understand what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, they're going to be taking your home from you pretty soon. And they are going to be taking your home from you pretty soon. The people who stood there with arms were never given any credit for the fact that they didn't initiate any force. They used the Second Amendment in a defensive manner, the same way these people used it to protect that 77-year-old barber, the same way people are using it to protect other small business owners now from individuals who are looting and burning their businesses down after 77 days of the federal and state governments looting and burning their businesses down. And as Free Thought Project points out, this illustrates the immense power of the Second Amendment, how important it is to self-defense, because the police cannot and will not be there to protect you when it hits the fan. We have the Orange County Sheriff saying that he will not enforce the public mask order in California. And that's the only thing that's really going to help you is local officials. Again, yet another example of this, Sheriff Don Barnes, give him a shout out, Santa Ana, California. He made it clear that he will not enforce an order issued over the weekend requiring people to wear cloth face coverings in public in the county. He said, "We're not the mask police. I do not intend to become the mask police. I know there is a shall order, but our deputies always have resulted or fallen back on education first to take appropriate measures. We're not and have not dealt with these issues through enforcement, and I will direct my staff not to direct any enforcement toward the shall issue masks requirement." And they had more than 90 people show up to the Board of Supervisors meeting, outraged by the new rule. Now, that was last Tuesday. Now, I don't know if now these same officers are having to protect people from rioters, probably. They're in Orange County, just outside of L.A. But the bottom line is that if you start with the enforcement of these types of issues, that's going to cause unnecessary conflict, and that's precisely what the Democrats want. That can escalate, depending on the individuals involved, into a life-threatening situation. Minneapolis police killed George Floyd, then failed to protect the property owners from the riots, as Reason Magazine points out. And that's precisely the bottom line of what has happened with this. In Minnesota, an enraged business owner has an interview, and he says, "What I want to tell people right now is that if the governor and the mayor are not going to take care of this problem, the people will. The people will rise up over this." And he is someone who, they said, is the owner of a shopping center in the downtown Minneapolis area. And he said, "We will take care of it if need be." And that is precisely what is going to have to happen. You know, as Breitbart pointed out, what we have seen over the last few days is why people need to have millions of AR-15s. It's the first example, and then it ought to be the first response that anybody has at this point. Hawkins said last night, "We saw why Americans own 16-plus million AR-15s. And if you think that a sword or even a over and under like Joe Biden, for some reason, loves to talk about shotguns. When he tells people you can't have an AR-15 and you're going to have a smart gun, he's been a big purveyor of smart guns. And you can expect that if he becomes president, he's going to push that some way, somehow. Maybe he'll fund it. Maybe he'll have an Operation Warp Speed program where he can fund, development of smart guns and force everybody to turn in their regular guns. Maybe he'll have an exchange program for that. I don't know. But as Hawkins points out, he says AR-15s are not just for men. And of course, we've shown that many times when Biden says, just get a shotgun, ladies, just get a shotgun, the side by side or over and under. I show all the pictures of how much harder that is for somebody who is small to fire versus an AR-15. But it's also the number of shots that you have if you're looking at a mob. He says you can't be blamed if you thought the number was closer to 250 or 300 million privately owned AR-15s. You can't be blamed if you thought that 300 AR-15 owners were toothless, old, white racists living on some isolated, off-the-grid piece of property deep in the heart of the South. As it turns out, AR-15s are owned by black people, white people, by all skin colors in between. And there are way more than just a few hundred in circulation. Not quite 200 or 300 million. That's probably just the count of the vaccines that we have headed our way. Meanwhile, here in Texas, as the Dallas police have lost control of the city there, we have an armed militia that is reportedly going to Dallas to help to protect the businesses there. Because just like in Minneapolis, here in Texas, we have the The government and the police forces either don't have the ability or the inclination to protect people. I think it's a little bit of both of those. You need to support your right of self-defense, and you're probably going to make sure that you have everything that you need to both stay at home and protect your home from the invasion that we're going to see coming in the next few waves if we don't stop this Operation Warp Speed. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high-quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can. Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brainforce Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
The lockdown is permanent dictatorship. The lockdown is designed to have the public accept their basic rights being suspended in a global medical tyranny led by the WHO and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in full control. Many will submit through fear. Others will be bought off. But in the end, the globalists admit they're building a post-human world. And now that we're inside the cage, it's going to move very, very quickly into its end game. Submission to this is a form of living death and committing the next generation and our own generation to a living hell that cannot be imagined until you're actually experiencing this. This is your dignity, your soul, your future being torn inside out. This is a scientific dictatorship taking full control of humanity for its own selfish, disgusting power trip.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome
Welcome back. Joining us now is Richard Proctor to talk about the Constitution, to talk about what you can do in your community as we see this, what began as a very concerning, I believe, excessive use of force, but we'll still have to wait and see what happens with that. But nevertheless, whether that was excessive or not excessive, why is this spreading to every state in the union? And of course, I believe there's a political agenda behind that, obviously. They're trying to create a race war. But I want to talk about what you can do at the local level. And so we got Richard Proctor on. His website is bathroomeconomics.com. You can find books on economics there. That's where he comes up with the term bathroom economics. But also, you can find books on the Constitution, both books that are detailed, adult level, very detailed about the background and the content, line by line. And you can also, Constitution, If We Can Keep It, is for the children. If you want to educate your children on the Constitution, and you must educate the children on the Constitution. The other one is Saving the Constitution. You can find those both at bathroomeconomics.com. And he also has a series on liberty. And so I wanted to begin. Richard, thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be here today. I'm very glad. This is appropriate time. I'm amazed.
Yeah, let's talk about that as well, because we had the, as we were going to break, I talked about the article, Armed Militia Going to Dallas. Let's talk about what the real militia is.
Well, let's talk about that armed militia going to Dallas. That's a posse. That's not militia. That's a group of some citizens just gathering together to defend their rights, but they're not authorized. We need to have them authorized. So let's look at what the Constitution says. Right here in Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 15, it talks about provide for the organizing. I'm going to bring this over so I can read it better. Okay. Provide for the organizing, arming, disciplining the militia. Okay, now that's what the Congress is supposed to do. They're supposed to authorize us to organize it. I'm going to assume the Congress is not going to do it soon enough to get it done. I mean, they couldn't do it in a month. Okay, so that's not satisfactory. Had we had the militia organized already, it would be here, but we didn't. So now we got to do something. So now it would devolve to the state. The state cannot, they cannot leave it go. They swore to abide and support the Constitution of the United States when they took office. Okay, this, the Congress is abdicating its position. It can't possibly work fast enough to do anything, and there'll always be those who don't want to do anything. So the state's going to have to do it. So could the state organize it? If the state wanted to do something, they could have the Congress in session before today's out, and the governor could sign the order before today's out. And what would the order be? Authorizing the communities to form their community militias. That's the key. You got to have community militias, but they've got to be organized. They've got to be official. They've got to be right. They've got to be lawful. Okay. But they become lawful when the state, when the city says to the community, okay, folks, we've been given authority by the state. Now that should happen tomorrow. We've been given authority by the state. Everyone who has a weapon, able-bodied citizen, that's what a militia is, every able-bodied citizen. We are supposed to have the guns from the government, but they are not giving them to us. So we'll use our own AR-15s or whatever those things are called, AR-31s or whatever you have, slingshots even, but organize. You're going to go to the city. You are going to sign up with the city. So you're registered as a militia member officially with the city. Okay, that's the city militia. Now, there's bound to be, in this group of people, some good old Marines and some good old Army sergeants, there's bound to be some. And those people will know what to do and how to do it. There they are. Yes, but they should be organized and have their name on a list that they're doing this. Then the police are going to be a part of organizing and helping make sure things happen where they're supposed to happen. For example, let's say you live in a city that's 20 miles out of town, a suburb, and it's 40,000 people. How many policemen do you have? Maybe 10, maybe 15, maybe 20. Here comes this mob of 200, 300, 400. What are they going to do? And they're going to come from different locations, too. There's a lot of roads in. If they want to get to your city, they will. But if you just use the police as a notifier of who's coming from where and let the militia organize and go to those places in mass, in a 40,000 population city, how many militia would you have? Able-bodied, it says men in the dictionary, but it would be able-bodied people because everybody can do it. So you got, how many would you have in 40,000? You have 20,000 adults. You'd probably have 5, 6, 7,000 people in a city militia of 40,000 people. Now, that group of people will gather where they're most needed, and they'll be on the alert because they'll know they're coming. So then how will they know? Because these people announce themselves as they troop in. You'll go to the places that are important. You've got your weapons. You don't shoot people. No. That's not what we're going to do. We're not going to start a bloody revolution. You don't shoot people. You shoot over their heads. These dudes are cowards. They'll probably turn and run. But if they don't, you shoot down around their legs and wound them, and then they'll get the picture. Don't kill anybody. But if you have
I think if you had thousands of people just with their weapons slung over their shoulders, I think they would go to another town something else to do for the day. I think that would be, that's a very important deterrent. I mean, that's the whole thing about the Second Amendment, is it is a deterrent, not only to this kind of insurrection that is happening now, but also to the government abusing force. Every time I've been somewhere where the protesters have been armed, it was peaceful. It's only when the protesters are not armed that things get violent.
Yes, and this way you've got a militia. You really do, because they've got their name on a roster. They have accepted the responsibility, and they've been given the responsibility. Second Amendment starts out, first four words, a well-regulated militia. What for?
That's right.
Being necessary to the security of a free state. What's a state? State is Iowa. A state is Nebraska. A state is Utah. Regulated free state. Security of a free state. That's what the Second Amendment says. Oh, I know, it goes on to say your rights won't be infringed, but the very first sentence says a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state. Article 1, paragraph, section 8, paragraph 5 says to provide for calling forth the militia to repel invasions, suppress insurrections. That's where we are today.
Yeah, suppress, that's right.
Insurrections. We're ready to do that.
It really is an insurrection, especially you look at these various places where loads of bricks have just shown up, not affiliated with any construction site or whatever, but, you know, around targets that they're coming after. Let's talk a little bit about the National Guard, because everybody is calling out the National Guard. That is not the militia.
No, that is not a militia. And it's also controlled by, whether we want to admit that or not, it's controlled by the federal government. You do not want a federal government organization in your city defending your city. They might never go home. Okay?
That's right. Exactly.
You don't want one of those. You want citizens, people who own the homes, people who own the businesses. Now this group you're showing on the picture, if you had a militia standing there with guns, they wouldn't be running toward it.
Yep. Okay? That's right.
Now, these
that's
are right. police. These are police, you know, but there aren't enough of them. There's not enough police anywhere to do this task.
There's enough of them to shoot at people on the porch with paint guns if they don't run inside. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. Stay with us.
Please remember that we have a lot of great products that have been out of stock, back in stock, like krill oil. We have the ultimate krill oil. If you don't know the benefits of krill oil, it's incredible. Everything in your body, for your heart, your skin, your libido, your stamina, your dreams. Heck, one of these before you go to sleep. It's well known. Experience it for yourself. Infowarsstore.com. X2 sold out for months. Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, back in stock, 50% off. Vaso Beats, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus, with all the vitamins and minerals and the pregnenolone. That's close to selling out. Both formulas were really close to selling out. Real Red Pill Plus, it's got some stimulant in it, natural caffeine. That's close to selling out. 50% off still. Infowarsstore.com, and we're already talking to our suppliers, and some of them are saying we may not take orders in a few months, so I may not ever be able to get products again. Things are collapsing so bad, folks. This is total depression. The infrastructure is going down. Get the products while you still can.
Feudalism in the ancient world, from Asia to Europe, from Africa to Latin America, was the most common form of government. You had a ruling class, the nobility, with a king and queen sitting on top of it, and the rest of the public were kept at a subsistence, starving level for control. In fact, in most cultures, they called the peasants the little people because they were usually a foot or more shorter than the lords and ladies because they kept them, again, at a starving level. They were so busy trying to survive, they would never try to challenge the entrenched elite. Well, now all the big Google owners and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, the Jeff Bezos of the world, they're sitting back on their giant estates with their jet helicopters and private jets, living the life, laughing at you, shut down, going bankrupt in the third world, starving to death. Their religion is power and control, and they are pressing that advantage against us. We must break free from these monsters.
Now it's official. The United Nations came out yesterday and said the COVID emergency will last 5 years. And the UK government said you must all carry cell phones outside or you'll be arrested because we have to track your social distancing and you're only allowed to have a list of 10 people that you visit. And if you go outside that list of 10, you'll be permanently detained. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the New World Order, where they let the criminals out of jail, the rapists, the child molesters, the murderers, and where you are now non-essential and a prisoner. From the beginning of my research, it was clear the globalists are an authoritarian anti-human group. They have to put this electronic straitjacket on us before they carry out their endgame, which is global depopulation. So you see, submitting to them is death. The only way to stop them is to expose them, to hate their guts, and realize they are humanity's mortal enemy. Wake up or die. The United States is not communist China. We don't have 3 million people in concentration camps. We don't blow up churches. We don't kill political dissidents and sell their organs. But all over the news, we see the UN, Bill and Melinda Gates, WHO, mainstream corporate media praising communist China for their response. And if communist China shoots women at checkpoints and welds people into their houses and has robots controlling people, well then, gee, we've got to do that. And on top of it, cities like San Antonio passed laws saying we'll arrest you if you say Chinese virus. Well, now Cuomo in New York's calling it the European virus. These people are out of control, control freaks, and they are going to lose big time because we, the people, are aware of their criminal activities and are exposing them in their power grab. The resistance lives at band.video and infowars.com. Spread those links and jam it down the censors' throats, and then we'll be able to defeat their operation that much quicker.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. And we're talking in the last segment. We'll talk a little bit more about it coming up here because, folks, we've left the position of where the government has authority based on the Constitution, based on the rule of law. That ship sailed about 77 days ago, not years ago. And now we are living in a world where might makes right. It's just going to be about force. And so the question is, what can we do as citizens from the ground up to establish a counterforce that has the true authority of the Constitution? And we're talking to Richard Proctor about the militia. As we're going to break, Richard, we were talking about the National Guard. I also want to talk about the police as well. But was there anything else you want to say about the National Guard?
Well, let's just put it all together. We have hierarchies here. We have federal troops. That's one group. We have National Guard, which is really controlled by the federal government. We have police, which you could call conscripted guys or folks that are hired to do the job, then they could leave and not do the job at all. You have the sheriff, who's an elected person. He's really responsible to the people and has more power than he takes for granted, than we think he does. He can form posses and those kinds of things. But first, I believe, let's wander back through here and we'll put all of this in a sequence. I believe that the Constitution says that every state has a militia. It's Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 15. And one of the purposes of it is to execute the laws of the United States. Now, what laws of the United States? If the government, federal, passes a law, and they call that a law of the United States, but it is not in accordance with the Constitution, is it a law? No, it is not. It's a color of law that we've talked about before. They've just thrown things in that they don't have authority to do. Therefore, that is not the kind of a law that the militia is going to execute, because it isn't a law. But the militia will execute things that are necessary for the people. Now, protect the society.
And let me interject here for a second, Richard. And talk, you know, we're talking about this, you know, things that are not true laws, are not in accordance with the Constitution. That's why we had armed citizens who are protecting the 77-year-old barber. It's why when you have in Chicago, you have the public health director there say, well, we're going to permanently close these churches, and I'm going to get, and they use a term that has been used in the past for destroying buildings. So basically, we're going to permanently shut down this, and if they continue to meet, we claim that we have the right to knock down the church building there as well to make sure that it's permanent. And so when you get to that point, that's where you really need to have the citizen militia that is going to enforce the Constitution, the law of the land, because these people are the ones who are rebelling against the law of the land. And that's the, you know, the local mayor or the health director or the governor of the state.
Yes. Now, it's very nice that those people were called a militia that mobilized to block the arrest of that fellow. But they were not a militia. They were a posse, or they were a group of concerned citizens. A militia is something organized and official and given power by the federal government. But if they relinquish their power, if they just abdicate what they want to do, then the state should take their place. If the state abdicates what it's supposed to do, the city should just do it anyway. But it should go in that order. But it should be organized. People should know that they're a part of it. They should have a signature on a document that says, we are going to do that. And that document says, we hereby authorize you to do it. So now you're not just people standing there with guns. You're people that are organized by the community authority. And if the federal government won't do it and the state government won't do it, then it's time for the city government to do it.
That's really what the reason they're using the term militia is, because they have put that term out there so many times that they've associated that now in the public mind with vigilantes, who are exactly the opposite of what you're talking about in the Constitution. The Constitution, they have constitutional authority, they're organized and legitimate, and they're not vigilantes at all, but that's the way they're banding this term around, is to make it sound like that.
That's right, and that's exactly what's going on. They're working with words. But let's follow what the Constitution says. Article 6 is very clear. We must take an oath of office. State government officials must take an oath of office that they will support and defend the Constitution. Okay, so then you've got the Constitution. Now, how do you do that? You use the words of it. You look in here to Article 1, Section 8, and it says have a militia. Organize it. The state can do that. The state can do it today. Today, the state can do it. The state can, if the state won't do it, then the city can do it. I'm sorry, the city's not supposed to. But if everybody else abdicates their responsibility and they will not, then you've got to take it down to the city. The city mayor organizes it. But it must be organized. They must have authority. They just can't jump up with a gun and run down the street and say, I'm going to do something. No, you can't do that.
Would it be the city, Richard, or would it be the sheriff organizing a posse, the power of the community?
Okay, the sheriff.
And that wouldn't be the militia, but that would, I mean, you know, would that, from a practical standpoint?
The sheriff is a county organization.
Right.
It's a county sheriff. It's not a city sheriff. The sheriff has authority in the county, and if he wants to do that kind of stuff for the county, he can press on and do it, and that would be the next part. But again, we're down to the point where somebody's got to do something. I've been living in the city of Kaysville here in Utah. Who in the United States cares more about the city of Kaysville than the citizens of Kaysville? Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
If nothing is done appropriately, and I mean appropriately by hours, not by months or weeks, if nothing is done appropriately, then the mayor must step forward and say, I am the constant, the elected authority to protect the citizens of this community. And since everybody's not doing their part, we will organize a local militia. The Constitution allows me to do that since I'm following it and nobody else is, you see? So then that person organizes it. People sign their name. They say a document that says you have authority to do this. Now do it. We can't wait for the federal government. It won't ever get off its dime. If they call forth what they call the militia by calling it the National Guard, that is not the militia, and it's a federal institution. Okay, so that would just be federal people taking over. You can do it by county. You can do it by state. The county sheriff could do it. I don't think the county mayor, there's no mayor of the county. I don't think the leader of the county should do it, but the sheriff can. He's an elected official. He has a responsibility to the protection of the people in his county. Now, these people must act. But again, the last resort is the city itself. The city itself, 40,000 people here in Kaysville, we're down the street. If this problem persists and they begin to spread, they will not spread to people that have organized their city to defend them against them. They will not go there. They'll pass it by and go somewhere else. But you've got
and again, it has to start at the grassroots. It has to start at the local level. We can talk about these problems, and these are national problems. But we have to understand where these problems, what their agenda is, where they want to take us. And if we do understand that, the only way that we're going to be able to fight this is going to be from the grassroots, from the local level up, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We turn to the National Guard. That's a National Guard, not a state militia. Mm-hmm. Guys, we've got to go back to the Constitution. This book, Saving the Constitution, tells the whole story because I explain what each paragraph means. Everybody should have it. Now it's imperative. We're not talking about something to be nice to have. It's imperative that every constitutionally minded family should have this book, and they should be studying, looking at it, and understanding it as a family so that they'll know what to do. They'll know where
to go. Yeah, about 35 years ago, I had a kid who eventually went to work for us, and he was salutatorian, the number two at his high school. And he argued back and forth with me about the National Guard being the militia because but today I don't think they even bring that up. I think today they're just talking about, you know, who pronouns, male, female pronouns, and how to get rid of them, and race and that sort of thing. They're not even talking about. So here's an opportunity. You don't have to debate them over that. You can just start and say, here's what this is. You know, the thing that they didn't talk about at school.
What InfoWars has been able to do, thanks to your support and your prayers and your word of mouth, has been nothing short of historic and truly epic. This is the battle for the future of humanity. And now, open world government is being established with an end game to depopulate the planet. Now, the internal operations of the globalists are being externalized. You must decide which side you're on. Living in denial, having mass Stockholm syndrome, learned helplessness will only deliver you into misery, destruction, and finally, death. And this is a spiritual death we're talking about, not just a physical death. The delusions must end now. InfoWars was correct about it all, and we have come so far by exposing the enemy. Most people that are aware of the New World Order decide to join it out of fear. They are truly fools. We must fight this or lose our souls. The panic that has been orchestrated by the global corporatist media and the Chi-Coms is going to now trigger a worldwide depression. In fact, we're already into the worldwide depression and the death sentence for the third world. But it's critical to understand that the longer the shutdown persists, the worse it's going to be. A month of shutdown will destroy decades of wealth that's been built up in a complex economy. That's why we've always said it's important to be a prepper and to be somewhat self-sufficient, because the globalists want to make us all dependent so that we're under their control. They've admitted all of this. So remember, how does InfoWars continue years and decades, in many cases, to be able to predict things before they happen? Because we're following the globalist blueprint and their battle plan. And yes, it's dystopic, and yes, it's scary. But denying it and letting them carry it out is 1,000 times more scary. It's time to stop the denial and realize what's really happening. It took hundreds and hundreds of years of human civilization to build up the world economy to where it is. Every economist is on record saying that as this economy has been shut down for 2 months, It is going to be a death sentence to the third world and a horrible, nightmarish collapse for the first world, and that the general public is going to go into deep, deep debt to the mega banks. They're not going to have medical ID cards, forced inoculation. We are now in a giant dystopia. But a lot of people are waking up, and there is a major backlash taking place against this tyranny, and we must all rediscover our Bill of Rights, rediscover our Constitution and our backbone, and start saying no to people who take this moral high ground and say, shut your business down, shut your life down, it'll save lives. No, it's caused millions to already starve to death, tens of millions more. So the cowards who went along with this with your virtue signaling, you have destroyed your lives and our lives. Congratulations. InfoWars has become a symbol, an emblem of not just American freedom, but worldwide maverick spirit. It's not just myself or the host at InfoWars, or the researchers, or the journalists. It's you, the listeners, the activists, the people on the front lines in the arena. And it's the amazing guests and individuals that we interview that make InfoWars so special, because we're not putting a filter in front of free minds. We're having an open discussion about the real state of the world, not the establishment talking points that are put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, the Davos Group, and other globalists. We're pushing for a pro-human future where we build a planet and beyond based on humans, for humans, by humans. Not a world where the establishment, who hate themselves, project their hate onto us and decide we're going to have a post-human world. I'm really excited to know that InfoWars has your support, and I want to thank you all for being pro-human and pro-God.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor, and we're going to find out what to do locally to push back against unauthorized, illegal, unconstitutional orders to lock you down, to force you to have a vaccine or whatever. We're going to talk to him about that in this final segment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because those products are what keep us on the air. And as I said at the very beginning of this broadcast, the thing that concerns me the most about this is how the mainstream media is able to manipulate the public at will, instantaneously, to get them begging for a lockdown. And now, just last week, they were freaking out about anybody that was getting close together or not wearing a mask. And now they're marching in the streets arm in arm with the police in some cases. And everybody's talking about how wonderful it is. The same people who wanted to shut everything down just a week ago. Because the media can just flip people around left and right. And the reason they can do that is because of the power that they have, social media and the mainstream media. So it's very important for you to have free speech. It's also important to have the free press, a free and independent press. And what keeps us here are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now we've got a big sale, 60% off across the board. Our flash sale at InfoWarsStore.com is going to be ending soon because we're selling out of many products, and we're about to sell out of Vasobeat and X3 Triiodine. We're about to sell out of those, but we do have some of our most popular products still in stock at 60% off. Things like Ultimate Krill Oil, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, DNA Force Plus at 60% off. That is a massive dollar savings because that's a very, very expensive supplement to produce. We also have Knockout and Chill Force. Knockout to help you sleep naturally, as well as Chill Force to help you to relax. And we have Brain Force to help you focus and concentrate. All of those 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, our biggest sale so far. And we really do appreciate your support. All right, let's go back now to Richard Proctor. Richard, we were talking in the last segment about the difference and what could be done at the local level if the state does not want to organize the militia. But let's talk about how vital this is for the problems that we are facing now that seem to be just escalating as time goes on. That is the lockdown and the coming forced vaccination.
Yes, yes, that's very important. We must prepare for that. First, the militia isn't just an armed guard, okay? The militia is to support the citizens in acts that are constitutional. So this is what I envision. Let's talk about these forced vaccinations first. Oh, there's all kinds of, you don't have to take it, you do. This is what they're going to do to you. Well, let's assume that our cities have the courage to establish a militia. Now, when these armed groups of people come to force the vaccinations on us, and they will be armed, and there will be groups, they won't be in mass, they'll be selective groups. Some militia guys accompany them and say, nope, you're not going to force anybody. If he doesn't want it, you don't give it to him. And that's up to you. They come to your door. There'll be two groups. There'll be the group that says you must, and the group that says, do you want it? The group that says, do you want it? You say no. They say, well, we're moving on. And they will have the power to do it because they've been selected and given authority by the community, the mayor, the state. Nobody has to have an injection. Know this, the poisons will be in that injection. These people that are doing this wonderful thing, preparing this injection, want 95% of the population gone. That's right. What they want. So
they got to rush this thing out before anybody can actually do a test and tell you what's in it.
That
should be very, very telling, the speed at which they're trying to rush this out and how totally they're doing this. We've never had a situation done like this. We've rushed vaccines to market in the past, and we've had people who've been injured by it. But they never have planned on creating a vaccine for each and every person in the country and then talk about how it's going to be delivered by the military.
Yes. So then you have a militia. Militia will prevent that from happening. Community militia will prevent it. But you got to do it. You've got to have one. Let's just talk about the lockdowns. That is terrible. That's completely draconian. That's completely dictatorial. There's nothing constitutional about anybody in government telling anybody they can't go to work. That's not there. But we have, like sheep, the sheep will have all gathered and says, well, the government told me I have to go, and so I'm going to go home. I'm going to go back to self-incarcerate myself. I'm going to go, and he told me to. No, garbage. You want to do that? That's your business. I don't. I want somebody around me to help me not do that. I want a militia in the community to prevent those people from forcing me to do these things that are outside of their authority. They can recommend it all they want. They can counsel for it all they want, but they cannot dictate it.
And now, the problem we have here in Texas, where I live,
nice people. Those are the people I've been seeing in the streets all day.
That's right. I can't pull the wool over their eyes because it's already over their eyes and everywhere else, those sheep. But, you know, the situation we have here in Texas, of course, is that all the local jurisdictions around here are just enjoying their power so much that they're coming up with new and novel regulations about wearing masks and about taking temperatures and so forth. And so they're not going to be putting together a militia. And, of course, the other part of the vaccines, the thing that I'm most concerned about the vaccines, I'll just interject this here before we get back to the militias. The thing I'm most concerned about, Richard, is the fact that it's going to be strong-armed on people as a condition of employment, whether you work for the airlines, you work for the health industry, they're going to be the first ones to do that. But we've got a lot of tech businesses around here that are already doing all kinds of contact tracing on people. They're going to be the ones first in line because they've got government contracts to say, all right, well, you don't want to have that. You don't have to get it, but then you won't have a job either. So that's one of the issues there. But when we talk about organizing this, assuming that we don't have anybody that supports any kind of individual liberty in the state or county government, what's left to us under the Constitution?
Okay, now, remember, grassroots is very, very important. The people are important. I've been helping people learn about the Constitution through the book Saving the Constitution. We sell scads of them, but we don't sell enough. The people of this country, the people of the state, the people of the city, your city, every city, needs to know what their rights are in the Constitution. That's why the book was written. It's easy to read. It's you can go to any section you want very quickly. It's written so that you can learn the Constitution, the parts you need today. Okay? Today, we're not worried about jury trials. That's not happening. We're worried about the Fourth Amendment, which protects ourselves, protects us. We need to understand that. We need to have it. Then we force the city. We prevent the city from doing that to us because we all know what the city can and can't do. I've been sending out color of law information by the hundreds. People are learning about that. People are asking for it. I get some every day asking for what's this color of law and what is the federal law? And we can fall right back on the federal law if they can't do those things, if it's not constitutional. And it's right there in Title 18. That's not hidden. It's right there. So we send out Title 18. We send out a package that has the pages to use as a tool to prevent these things. And the book, Saving the Constitution. It's a three deal.
And let me interject here, too. You know, we had the Supreme Court, John Roberts, joined the liberals over the weekend and said, yeah, that's right. The governor of California can shut down churches as long as he wants. And that's not any conflict with the First Amendment. But he doesn't argue from the First Amendment, Richard. What he did was he took a couple of Supreme Court decisions and said and quoted those. He didn't quote the Constitution because the Constitution would be a little bit too hard to get around. That's how they do this when people allow them to exploit the American people's ignorance about the Constitution.
Guys, as long as we pay attention to the Supreme Court and pretend like it's law, we're going to be in this particular thing. Supreme Court, nine guys that are political and moved politically. This guy Roberts, he gets controlled from the background. I'm sorry, I thought he was going to be a good dude. He's just one of the group. He's controlled from the background, as are the others. So when they say this is it, and we've decided that it is, if the Constitution is violated, they haven't decided anything. I'm sorry, nothing. Nothing.
Yes. And you know, when we look at the way he flip-flopped on Obamacare, I mean, we've never seen a situation where one individual has written both the consenting and the dissenting opinions, and he did both of those and then just picked it at the last minute. He is absolutely the point of control in the Supreme Court. So it tells you that the federal government as a whole wants to keep small businesses and churches and everybody else under lockdown, because that's exactly, he is the one who speaks for the Washington establishment. Thank you for speaking for the Constitution, Richard Proctor. And again, if you want to find out about the Constitution, understand your rights. If you don't know what your rights are, you won't have them. BathroomEconomics.com. Thank you, Richard.
Get your Saving the Constitution. Get it.